Okay, so you've got a 56-year-old, otherwise healthy man who's somewhat dyspneic. How about if he was 65, had hypertension? Maybe you wouldn't have started it to begin with, but would you still persist on with the dasatinib?
Again, it's a judgment call. And if a patient responds to a low dose of a diuretic and is otherwise doing well, then I probably would. If they have any trouble with it, as you point out, Neil, there are other good options, and I would switch.
So when do you agree or disagree?
Well, I usually treat these patients with steroid because they're usually pretty symptomatic when it occurs. And my experience with trying to restart, which I've tried in several patients, is that it's not been successful. The effusion reaccumulates. So in my experience, it's not been a particularly successful endeavor to rechallenge. So I would treat with steroid to decrease the effusion diuretics and then start with a different agent, probably.
What kind of corticosteroid do you use? How long do you use it for? And why? Is there an immunologic basis to this?
You know, there's some thought that this is because of the multi-targeted kinase inhibition of these kinase inhibitors and potential interaction with the pleural epithelium and an inflammatory response. So steroids have been used and have been recommended and are usually quite effective at quickly reducing the effusion. And you can use them for any number of days, usually several days worth of higher dose steroid. I often use about 40 milligrams of prednisone daily for several days, and the effusion seems to go away with diuretics and then gets better on just diuretics. And then I try to either, I have tried to rechallenge, but these days I typically try to switch now because I've had little success with rechallenging. I don't know if you have had
better success. So hang up again, do you try to rechallenge?
Yeah, I have a different view. What I would do in a patient like this is stop dasatinib, give prednisone 50 milligrams daily for 3 days, then 25 milligrams daily for 3 days. I would add an antibiotic, a little bit of Lasix 20 to 40, repeat the chest x-ray in 1 week. If it's negative, which it is in most of the cases, then I would retry a lower dose. Usually I start with 20 milligrams a day if there's a good cytogenetic response and try to move up to 40, 50 milligrams a day. I find that most of my patients do respond. I am of the philosophy that do not discard a TKI unless you've used it to the longest period of time at an effective dose that doesn't cause the side effects. I want to bring the issue of pulmonary hypertension. There are occasional patients who present with shortness of breath. You do the chest x-ray, it's negative, but then they have a little bit of ascites and lower extremity edema. And in those patients, you have to do an echocardiogram because what you'll find often enough is they have high pulmonary artery and right-sided pressure. In those patients, you have to discontinue the dasatinib because we don't know what happens in the long run. But I found it mostly reversible. You use also a bit of steroids, Viagra and other such medications, and they do very well and they go back to their normal state.
So just to finish out with this patient, what did you do?
Stopped the drug, tried some diuretics. A week later, the effusions were worse. He actually had the right-sided one tapped. The left one was about the same.
These are transudates, incidentally?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I started bosutinib as a second drug, and he has not had recurrence. I've not had great success with reusing the drug, although I haven't followed the super low and gradually increasing paradigm that Hagop mentioned. But I'm more concerned, as Charlie noted, that these are sporadic and they can happen long-term out. And if I've seen one, I've had certainly many patients that have had recurrence over 18 months of multiple recurrences off drug. So I have switched drugs when I've seen this before.
So just to be clear, though, did you use corticosteroids?
I did not use steroids. Again, I didn't follow the immediate contagion pathway of steroids and diuresis, but I will consider it next time for sure.
You know, I've noticed that they happen sporadically, but usually it's after some kind of a lung injury. So we see them following the flu season.
Yeah, right.
And I think they are immune mediated. I think the same activated T lymphocytes that happen in those patients are the lymphocytes that go and cause the pleural effusions and the pericardial effusions. That's why I think short courses of steroids help in these patients.